Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Jerusalem. And unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Chef Moshe Bassan. He had to, he had to run his restaurant. He's got a packed house. He's got a full house tonight. He's got a full house. But he has limits on time because of the Shabbat. So we were able to work things out with him and really make it work so that he had an audience for us doing a Shabbat dinner while he's doing the show. He was amazing. And I got to tell you, Chef Eric, we've had a lot of amazing chefs. But his heart, his passion, and his way in which he walked us through the market was absolutely the most memorable chef experience I've ever had.
There's no question. I mean, it was not only was it a memorable experience, but we got to see something that I've never seen before, never thought I would see, which was the making of tahini. You know, we went into a shop that he says, this is my secret place. I said, okay, where are we going? And he leads us into this tiny, tiny little shop that is really, it's off the beaten path. We're going way back. It's starting to look like pictures, you know, that you see in Life magazine or something like that. It was an interesting walk back. It's all limestone, you know, really beautiful. I mean, just beautiful big buildings. But we walk back into this little tiny store, and I think the whole store is about 8 feet by 5 feet. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Crammed.
And crammed with people and crammed with things on the shelves that are very specific to this particular store. And then he walks us back into this back little area, and there is this big block of volcanic rock that is grinding away and grinding away, grinding away. And it turns out they are making tahini, which they start with sesame seeds. The sesame seeds get dehusked by going into water. Then they sort of settle into this little trough. The husks float to the top, and it agitates. Finally, the husks float to the top. They take those off. They drain it, and then they take the sesame seeds out. They put it in a large brick oven, which I was thinking pizza, frankly, when I saw that oven, because can you imagine how seasoned that thing is? But anyway, they put all that sesame in there. They pull it back out. They let it sort of in like rows, like a Zen garden, very, very structured rows on heavy canvas or burlap
on the floor.
This is not – there's no USDA inspection going on there. But it was all very clean. It was all very, very tidy. And then – so that dried sesame seed now, that's ready basically, as he said, to put in a bagel. I mean, that's the sesame seed that you're normally used to having. If they roast it longer, they get a darker tahini. And what they end up doing is mixing that, once that's gone through the grinding process, mixing it with water and then and agitating it and then letting it sit. And the oils will separate from the water. And that becomes the roasted sesame oil. But the other tahini, which was the lighter one, the one that you're more used to cooking with, especially our Jewish friends at home, this is a common add into many dishes in hummus or hummus, whatever. It's an essential ingredient, and when people make hummus from just garbanzo beans or chickpeas, it drives me nuts because the tahini has to be there. It gives that amazing depth of flavor. But then he did something that was really cool. He took, and we're all familiar with molasses, right? He took a grape molasses that is really just in that region. I mean, he basically said, look, I'll buy a big 5-gallon tub of it or a 1-gallon jar of it, and I'll give you guys some to take home. I think we probably can't do that because of agricultural rules or whatever, but this molasses was so rich. You can taste the grape. And I thought the story behind this was very interesting because when the Jews left Jerusalem, they left the grapes behind. They left all these grapes, and the Muslims don't drink, right? So they took those grapes, they concentrated it, they ferment, they reduced it, and they created this grape molasses that becomes part of their culture. So you add that into that tahini, stirred up, and I'll tell you what, I could have just had a bowl of that.
Well, speaking of bowls of that, that was amazing just to see the whole process, which goes back to ancient times. I mean, it's done very similar, to the way it was done hundreds and thousands of years ago. But it turned out an incredible product. And then he went and bought a gallon of the he found someone selling it. And did you see how many shekels he paid for that? He gave him 200 shekels. The guy gave him 80 change. That was 120 shekels for that. Yeah, that's that was. But he bought that because he was going to use it too. I mean, it was really special. But Moshe Bassan, I'll tell you, he was so good, and he is so revered by the people around here. Everybody said, "Oh, Moshe Bassan! Oh, Moshe Bassan!" And now we know why. His culinary skills are amazing. His appreciation for, he's got a really unique background, Iraqi Jew, basically. And yeah, and I mean, you know, he blended so well in both communities. Everybody just opened their arms to him going through the market. It is definitely an incredible experience, and I can't even imagine what's going to happen tomorrow, but we'll keep you kind of in line with what's going on our Facebook page. Please check it out. But it was an incredible experience, and we couldn't have done it without our incredible sponsors. Of course, the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
I saw some onions over here that were not real sweet. But most importantly, by the great folks at the Israeli Ministry of Tourism and by LL Airlines. They really made this whole trip happen. We've been here since Wednesday now. Wednesday, we got in about 5 o'clock in the evening. We got to the wonderful hotel, the Mount Zion Hotel in Jerusalem, which was about an hour ride from Tel Aviv, and checked in here. Had about 30 minutes, and we got whisked away to dinner. And then the next day, Thursday, was just absolutely crammed. And today has been absolutely incredible. And now we're going to a Shabbat dinner here at the hotel. And we're going to be with Eilat, who will be joining us again. And we thank you so much. We hope you had as much fun with the show as we did today. And as we like to remember our troops and first responders, they are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much.
The price of freedom is never free.
God bless America, my friends, and God bless Israel. We'll see you real soon, heading to Tel Aviv, baby.